You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. You just heard us talk about those new executive orders that President Trump signed dealing with international trade. Let's take a closer look. Specifically, they address an issue commonly known as dumping. They'll look into whether countries are unfairly subsidizing their goods and then dumping them here, and whether the U.S. is actually enforcing punitive duties when we find out the dumping is happening. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has that one.
It's not clear yet precisely which countries or which imported products the administration will investigate, though history gives us a pretty good idea.
There's a whole set of usual characters.
Sharon O'Halloran is an economist at Columbia University.
They will go after China, different Asian countries for electronics, go after Mexico and some of the steel for agricultural imports in which there's direct competition. They'll usually go after Canada for timber and lumber.
If unfair trade practices are found, the U.S. could move to impose countervailing duties to make imports more expensive and help U.S. companies compete. Though Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute says countries accused of giving unfair subsidies to local companies are likely to throw the charge back at the U.S.
You don't have to go any further than North Carolina or Ohio or Pennsylvania. You can name any state in the union. Does things to attract companies.
Like giving them tax breaks, energy subsidies, and the list goes on. But Heidi Brock at the U.S. Aluminum Association says what China does, giving its companies cut-rate bank loans, cheap raw materials, distorts the market much more.
No federal-oriented programs subsidize the U.S. aluminum industry the way that China's industry has been encouraged and subsidized.
Leading to plant closures and layoffs in the U.S., which is why Brock is encouraged by this new spotlight on how our biggest trading partners boost up their homegrown industries. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.